Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria vandag op na 25, Johannesburg 24 en Mbombela op na net 18 grade.
Goeiemôre, ek spreek die reken in Nuwe Doringfontein op Joe Slover Rylaan as verkeerste buitewerking by Errorstraat.
In your sport, the Springboks regained their number one spot on the world rankings with a 32-15 win over Scotland, and South Africa clawed their way back from the brink of loss last night to clinch a nail-biting 3-wicket win over India to square their T20 international series.
Ons begin in Gauteng, waar het bevestig is dat 23 mense aan die onlangse vlaag van voedselvergiftiging dood is.
We know the source that unfortunately is taking the lives of our children. We need to close that source. And to close that source, the Department of Health and Agriculture has been mandated to ensure that we remove the product from all the shops. But secondly, unleash the law enforcement agencies to ensure compliance. And the law enforcement agencies are ready to intervene.
Gauteng Premier Panyaza Lesefe het gister onthulde dat meer as 440 gevalle van voedseloordraagbare siektes aangeteken is. Hy het aan die media gesê dat 'n provinsiale strategie ontwikkel is om die toepassing van die verordeninge en die regulasies te versterk wat Spaza winkels en ander voedselverkopers beheer. Lesefe het met raadslede, munisipale leiers en departementshoofde vergader om provinsiale reaksie te koördineer. In die suide van Gauteng het 2 kinders verdrink terwyl hulle gister in 'n put geswem het op 'n konstruksieperseel. Lindiwe Mguni van die Vaal Sentraal Waterraad sê dit het gistermiddag in die Machabeng plaaslike munisipale gebied gebeur.
It is alleged that a group of children among them, the deceased aged 10 and 11, were attempting to swim inside the excavation that was full of water as a result of rainfall from previous days.
Die konstruksieperseel is deel van die projek waar herstelwerk gedoen word aan die munisipaliteit se rioolnetwerk. In Tshwane word inwoners wat al vir etlike dae sonder water sit, gevra om moed te hou. Die stad van Tshwane sê die vlakke van verskeie opgaardamme styg nou weer, terwyl werk onderweg is om lugborrels uit die Hartbeeshoek opgaardam te kry wat water verskaf aan Soshanguve, Mabopane en Garankuwa. En in Skotland het die Springbokspan gisterand moes voorberei vir harde woorde.
We want to keep on performing and we know every now and then there's going to be a performance that we're not probably that proud of. There's just some aspects of the game that we probably won't be happy with and that we'll work on, and I'm sure the coaches will point it out to us, and there will be some harsh words but there also some good words, and I think that you need that in a professional team environment.
Kaptein Eben Etzebeth het gister toegegee dat die Bokke nie hulle beste vertoning gelewer het nie, ten spyte van hulle 32-15 oorwinning teen Skotland op Murrayfield gisteraand. Meer hieroor en oor die cricket-oorwinning in Kola se sportbulletins. En terug in Suid-Afrika, stormagtig en nat begin van die week. Daar is ook 'n waarskuwing van swaar reën oor die verre noordelike dele van Gauteng, asook dele van Mpumalanga en Limpopo. Pretoria vandag op na 25, Johannesburg en Rustenburg 24, Mbombela 18, Emalahleni 20, Polokwane 26. As jy reis, Kaapstad op na 25, Klibbega 21, Durban 20 en Bloemfontein 27 grade. Ek skryf dit Susan the top story this hour. There have been 23 food poisoning related deaths in Gauteng.
Breakfast with Martin Bester.
We're talking about red flags in people's homes that would make them kind of less dateable. Number one on the list, photos of an ex.
I have a picture of my ex-husband with my 2 kids and
they're like, red flag.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Next one. Let me sit this way.
Not facing me.
Extreme clutter.
What quantifies as extreme? Whoa. I'm just thinking about my piles of Mirables that I bought the other day.
Mirable? What are you doing with a pile of Mirables?
I really
Holy mother of single people. You know what? Let's just forget about this list. Felicity, we need to chat.
Breakfast with Martin Bester. 6 to 9 weekdays.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday. Thank goodness the rugby was at 6 o'clock already.
Could have gone wrong.
Yeah. Even though it was a Sunday, we'll definitely get into that. In Scotland.